Episode 3088, Freedom Begins in the Mind.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. I hope you're enjoying some family time together on this happy 4th of July weekend celebration. Yes, I know the 4th is actually tomorrow, but a lot of people have taken some time off today. So if you are one of those and you're enjoying some family time, happy 4th of July. I hope you really do find comfort in what you're doing together and creating those memories. But today, I do want to focus on where God has you going. When it comes to you growing personally, freedom begins in the mind. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by AIM, Inspiring Connection and Community. Freedom begins in the mind, and it is within your power to choose a mindset that sets you free. Declare your independence today and unlock your true potential. I don't know about you, but come on, wouldn't you say sign me up on that one? If that was a commercial that came across your Instagram feed or watching football, because you know what, football is around the corner. Are you so excited? Oh, by the way, if you're a tennis fan, Wimbledon is also around the corner, but I digress. Let's get back on track. We all desire a freedom. And one reason why I believe we have that desire within us, that innate kind of like, I've got to have this yearning for it, is because God gave us free will. Now, that free will can go against us or can work for us. Obviously, it depends on the situation. My opinion, I want it always to work for us, to the positive side. Not necessarily what we want, but what we know that God knows for us, and then we just get it, but we don't necessarily always get it right. So somehow it all works together for good. Yeah, you got me, right? You know where we're headed here. When we're in search of personal growth, that development of who we are becoming, who God wants us to be, and we are also in search of success, the power of the mind and what happens within it, meaning your mindset, it cannot be overlooked. Just like the Declaration of Independence marked the birth of a nation founded on freedom and self-determination, we too can harness that spirit to declare independence from our own limiting beliefs. How much of what you do is because of the lack of your own approval for yourself? The lack of, gosh, do I really have what it takes? Or wait, I'm not good enough. I'm just not there yet. All of us fall into that category at some point in our life. And sometimes it's not always a season. It may be moments. But those moments are the ones that haunt us. When we lay down at night and we toss and turn and, oh, whatever it is, man, everything in your head is just playing tricks on you. It's not roses and rainbows. Oh, no, it's lightning and thunder and tornadoes. And you're like, I just cannot rest. But you can. You can certainly draw inspiration from both biblical principles and the ideals captured in the Declaration of Independence to the point where you can unlock your potential and lead a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. God wants you to become who He is creating you to be. But if you don't get out of your own mind, your earthly mind, and start saying, okay, how am I going to adopt a heavenly mindset? What does that look like to have an abundance mindset? Because I do believe a heavenly mindset is an abundance mindset. It's not about scarcity. It's not about, oh, I can't do this. With God, nothing is impossible. So I'm coming at this today from all different angles, all right? And I want you just to really soak this in. And I want you to ask yourself, do I fit in here? Is this something that maybe I'm lacking, or maybe I need to kind of lean into more? Maybe it's something I need to grasp and I need to practice more. I need to figure this out for myself. And maybe it's, I got it and I got it good. Check mark. Awesome. But I think we need to take some internal inventory as to where are we in our life. Did you know we're in July, right? You've already made it through the first half of 2023. Oh my goodness, I know. OMG goodness, right? Now you've got the second half. Why not kick it off with a bang? Yes, fireworks and all. Freedom begins in the mind. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Freedom. We all want freedom. Okay, we do. But it has to start with you. So I want you to look with me and kind of go through this whole scenario of four areas. And we're going to break it down into the Declaration of Independence and also the biblical side of things. And I'm doing this for a reason, okay? You know, and I don't hide this at all, I'm coming from a Christian perspective. That is who I am, okay? If you are not that, that's fine too. I would still encourage you to listen, because you can look at these principles and take them as principles if you do not want to believe and choose to go and explore what it is to be a Christian and what does that really mean in your life, okay? And that's fine. This is an open door, open house policy. We welcome everybody. Hence, let freedom ring. And I think it's important that we, as Christians, number one, we need to be able to open up our own hearts. And in order to do that, we've got to open up our own minds. We've got to know what's going on. And we have got to be oh so diligent of saying, is this really something? Am I doing this? Do I need to do it better? Where do I fall? Okay, so number one, the freedom of choice. Just as the Declaration of Independence proclaims the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, we find a similar concept echoed in biblical teachings. Both emphasize the importance of having the freedom to choose our thoughts, our actions, and believe it or not, even our beliefs. Right? God does not force himself upon us. He gave us free will because he wants us to choose him. By realizing that we have control over our own minds, we can break free from the constraints of self-doubt and negativity. My friend, you get to choose what you hang out with in your mind, the words you keep repeating to yourself. Now, I get it. It's hard. So let me tell you this. This is a secret that I do. I am one who will lay down in bed. I've done it for, oh my goodness, decades, since I was a little girl. And I would lay there and I would replay scenarios with my girlfriends and, you know, playing dolls. I mean, when I say it goes back a long time, okay? I've been around for a long time. And when I would lay there and just kind of, okay, I'm ready to go to bed, but I'm really not ready to go to bed because I'm still wired, meaning that too much is going on in my head, I would sit there and be like, oh no, I said it this way. Well, do you think she took it that way? Or maybe I could have shared things a little bit differently. And I go through all these different scenarios. In order for me to escape that, I played music, various kinds of music. Sometimes it was classical and it was fabulous. Sometimes it was praise music, anything uplifting. And back in the day, okay, when I was a child, we didn't have praise music like you think of now, worship music, where they repeat like the same two phrases for, you know, it seems like forever. And that's fine. That has a purpose. But I would listen to praise music as in hymns. And I would listen to those words and how they would thread my broken heart together, or the question marks in my head. Like, wait a minute, why would you even question that? You know you were here at this point. You said this. And all of a sudden now I'm like, it's a sense of relief. That was my way of breaking free from the constraints of the self-doubt, the negativity, because it haunts us. And it's not necessarily always a season. It can be a moment. It can be a situation that happens. And then all of a sudden, you're just like this restless lion that will not lay down. You're too hot. You're too cold. You're too frustrated. And you're like, I need a break. And so if you're one who has that, I would encourage you to try music, seriously. Another thing, yeah, I know, not good, but I would turn the TV on in the bedroom. You're not supposed to. My husband still does not like it, but sometimes that's the only thing that can truly calm my mind because I got so much happening. Now, honestly, I would refer you to music first before you hit the TV, and also like a sound machine, crickets or thunderstorms. Sometimes it's just pitter-patter, something nice and light, something very airy, just to calm the mind enough to you hear it, but you can get lost in it. And then it allows you to say, okay. Now, one thing I will say, I will use words with things that I need to replace other words with. So if I have a lot of CRAP in my head, you better believe I'm going to pull music that has words that are going to feed me positive, good things that are grounded in my beliefs. So yeah, I like country music. I like all music, classical music. I like obviously Christian music. I even have listened to hard rock. I know I can't go that long though on hard rock. I just got to be honest. It's just too loud for me. So replace your words with something else, those thoughts. You can do it, but it does take work and you have to figure out what works for you. So hopefully that will kind of spur on something for you that says, oh, I can do that. And sometimes during the day, when I know it's going to be a stressful time of the day, maybe for you, it's dinner time. Turn the daggum TV off, your streaming device, turn off your phone, whatever. Okay, not literally turn it off, but turn off the notifications that you've got to, you know, your Instagram's bing, 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 binging you. Okay, I'm not saying your text messages when it comes to when your spouse is coming home, right? When daddy's going to walk in the door, whatever that communication is, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying the stuff that honestly is not important because we have a lot of pings going on in that regard, but that's for another episode. So really look at that and say, okay, how can I quiet the chaos in my life? Turn on some good music, turn everything else off. And if you really are having a great day, then dance with the kids. Have fun when you're making dinner, okay? So you can take this and move it to the areas of your life where it just kind of seems extra chaotic and you just need that freedom to breathe. Number two, pursuit of truth and self-discovery. The Declaration of Independence suggests the need for critical thinking and the pursuit of truth. Now, as we know, the Bible encourages us to seek wisdom, knowledge, and a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. Also what? More importantly, a deeper understanding. Our purpose is to glorify and to know God himself. That in itself should be the pursuit of truth. And when we adopt this growth mindset, right, this abundance mindset, that nothing is impossible, we can continuously learn, evolve, and challenge our existing beliefs. This pursuit of truth and self-discovery allows us to break through limitations and expand our horizons. You can see farther. I was in Hawaii a few months back visiting my family, and I remember sitting there on one of the beaches, and it was just so calm. There were only like 6 or 7 other families there. And so we were like hardly, the beach was basically empty and it was coming close to sunset. And I love sunrise and sunset on the beach. Ha, my favorite times. And I remember sitting there going, okay, Lord, I want to see the beginning of where you see. And so it's like, I want to see the end of the beginning of where you see. So I'm looking to the end as far as my eyes can go, but I'm trying to go even further off in the distance going, how far can my eyes go out there at sea? Knowing that God sees there and farther. And you know, that was just so overwhelming in a positive sense of like, oh my gosh, my God sees everything. And we can say that, it sounds great. But when you're in the position that you know that water continues and it goes and it goes and it goes and it goes because you're out in the middle of the ocean, right? You're on an island. There's nothing else around you. It's different when you're on a lake and you can see the other side of it. No big deal. When you're on an island, you're nothing but a thing of dirt in the middle of a lot of water, right? It's incredible. It is absolutely breathtaking. When you start looking to go farther than what you think you see, pursuit of truth, that self-discovery. God wants to give you more than you can even imagine. But the problem is we get stuck in our own minds. So we sit here and we hold ourselves hostage. We stop living because we live by our habits. And we just really hunker in and we say, okay, this is where I'm going to be. And I don't know about you, but that's really not where you're supposed to stay. That's not where God wants you. He wants to stretch you. He wants to mold you. Sometimes he wants to take a little bit from you and say, you know what? This was not for you. This is where you were supposed to be headed. And so there's a redirect and you're like, seriously, another detour. And God says, amen, sister. Amen, brother. I'm sending you there, my sweet child. But you see, if you are not willing to pursue truth, if you're not willing to learn, to evolve, to challenge yourself, to be okay with failing so you can succeed more, right? You got to fail more often for those successes to come more frequently, because if not, well, success is not going to happen very often. Are you willing to pursue truth, to go after it? Because there is a difference, right, of facts. Facts are facts. But even in facts, the stuff around it, you can have, you know, kind of, well, what kind of fits in. Think about murky water. You know, I think about a lake. Lake is interesting. I swim in lakes, not all the time, but I have, I do. I did when I was little. And you know what I didn't like is when a water snake would come up. Oh, those things still scare me to death. I know they don't mean anything. They're basically like the size of a gardener snake, but they still scare me, okay? Because snakes are not my friend. I do not like them. So they freak me out. But when you're in that lake water, it's kind of murky. It's not clear, right? You go to Hawaii and you're like, oh my gosh, I can see a little bit now. Of course, it does get murky when the sand, you've got the waves going up. It's not like clear, where you're seeing all the way down. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? But there's just something about it that it's like, what could come up from the bottom of the lake? You do wonder. And so the facts are always going to rise to the top. It doesn't matter how much gunk is around it. The facts, the truth will always rise. That's what you've got to pursue. You got to know. So you know what? I know there's water snakes in there. So I got to make sure, is that a stick or a water snake? Because if it's a stick, I'm fine with it. A water snake, I'm getting out. Just saying. All right, number three, relying on faith and conviction. The Declaration of Independence was a bold act fueled by the faith and conviction that a better future was within reach. They believed it. Our forefathers were like, we want something different than what we have. And we know we can do this. We can make a country better. God has given this to us. And this wasn't about just 3 or 4 or 5 men. It wasn't just about the famous 12. It wasn't about the famous whoever. Have you looked at the list? It's amazing. The merchants who signed it, the lawyers who signed it, right? You had physicians who signed it. It's pretty incredible. When you look at everybody who signed the Declaration of Independence, now I know you don't hear all of those stories, but there are a lot of stories to be told of how the Declaration of Independence came about. And part of it was them knowing that we can have something better. They could see farther. And they wanted to. They wanted to evolve. Their belief was so deep and ingrained within them. They were like, yes, yes, yes. And they also had a faith that was the same way. And they had a God that they knew was faithful to them. And they knew that they were doing what was right. Biblical teachings encourage us to have faith in ourselves and our abilities and knowing that God is faithful above everything. And when we anchor our mindset in the unwavering belief and determination, we become empowered to overcome obstacles, to persevere, and to accomplish great things. But if you're one who says, yeah, I'm just going to go with the flow. I'm just going to see what happens. I'm going to fly by the seat of my pants. It does not work. Because number one, most likely you're going to give up before you ever get there. Any great movie, there's conviction and faith involved. Go watch them. The hero would never get to the end of the story to be the hero if there wasn't faith and conviction. Go think about it. Go watch it. There's some great movies out. Sound of Freedom's out, by the way. Pick up your tickets. They've already sold some. They're not a sponsor of this episode. They should be, but go check it out. There's other movies out there. Whatever your favorite one is, go watch an old one. If you pull up anything on any shows that you watch, right, that buildup, if you don't have that conviction, that belief within who you are and who you are becoming, you're going to quit. God's not going to do all the work for you. It's not his job. It's yours. Freedom begins in the mind. And finally, number four, embracing resilience and perseverance. You know, the journey to independence, whether personal or national, is often paved with challenges and setbacks. The Declaration of Independence underscores the resilience and perseverance required to achieve freedom. The biblical stories, right, that we know, that we love to read about, we hear about over and over again, they show us that trials and tribulations can be stepping stones to personal growth. Developing a mindset of resilience allows you and I to overcome adversity and bounce back stronger. That means when you fall off the horse, you get back up. How many people in our world today need to gain a little resilience? They need to learn how to persevere. Why not be a pioneer there? Maybe right now in the life, in the season that you're in, you're like, I can't do it anymore. Like I'm done. I feel like I'm fighting a battle. How many battles have the United States of America fought? Now, I know we could argue politics here. I'm not going there, by the way. But what I am here to tell you, freedom comes with a cost. The battle is in your mind. Freedom begins in the mind. Just as the Declaration of Independence symbolizes the birth of a nation founded on the principles of freedom and self-determination, it can serve as an inspiration for our own personal journeys of growth and transformation. So adopt a mindset that embraces choice, truth-seeking, faith, and resilience. Then you can break free from self-imposed limitations and create a life filled with meaning, purpose, and freedom. Let us declare independence from our own limiting beliefs. Let it go. Stake your ground. Get ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and personal fulfillment. Remember, freedom begins in the mind, and it is within your power to choose a mindset that sets you free. Declare your independence today and unlock your true potential. Go out, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed day, and happy 4th of July. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember,